his voice, harden not your hearts. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? Or the prophets, who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. I do not think you can call yourself a true Southerner without watching the classic movie Gone with the Wind. Have you seen it? Or at least, you have to read the novel by the same name written by Margaret Mitchell in 1936. Let me warn you, though, it was not very politically correct in its depiction of slavery or of African Americans. It would be surprising, quite frankly, if it were. It was produced from the culture of the 1930s, and it is telling a story of the Civil War South. The plot of the movie and the book revolves around two themes: love and land. It begins with love for the land, and it ends with love being worth more than the land. Scarlett O'Hara, the protagonist of the story, is taught by her Irish father to love the land. And so he gently scolds her. "Do you mean to tell me, Katie Scarlett O'Hara, I'm so sorry, sister, that terra, the land, doesn't mean anything to you? Why, the land is the only thing in the world worth working for, worth fighting for, worth dying for, because it's the only thing that lasts." So sorry, sister, it must sound like nails on a chalkboard to you, my accent. And throughout the movie, land certainly seems to last longer than Scarlett's love, as her heart bounces back and forth between Ashley and Charles and Rhett Butler. The land lasts longer than her love. But what happens by the end of the story? Scarlett leaves the land of Terra in pursuit of Rhett, whom she loves. The story of Gone with the Wind is really about how Scarlett O'Hara learns to love people more than she loves the land. Sooner or later, the land will be gone with the wind. I would suggest to you that the story of the Scriptures is also about learning to love people more than the land. and ultimately about learning to love God more than anything. In Genesis chapter 17, God makes a covenant with Abraham. And God sounds a lot like Gerald O'Hara, Scarlett's father. We read, "I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan as a permanent possession, and I will be their God." The whole Old Testament revolves around love for the land, like Gerald O'Hara's heart and the Old South did, revolving around love of this land. By the way, this is also why the Israelis and the Palestinians continue to argue and fight over the land of Israel. Like Scarlett O'Hara, they still have yet to love people more than they love the land. And therefore, Jesus explains that the covenant that God established with Abraham was never really about the land, but rather about love. Jesus explains, "Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." In other words, Abraham understood the promise of the land was only a down payment on the real covenant that would be with Christ, which would be the love between God and his people. Jesus was the literal embodiment of that love. But the Jews would not let go of the land, and they are still trying in vain to hold on to the land today. Ask yourself today, are there things you love more than you love other people, even more than you love God? Being Southerners, we can be a little too tied to the land, or even to our Southern culture. To love our past is a great thing, as long as it does not prevent you from loving other people. Do we love our possessions more than we love other people? How tragic to see families torn apart by disputes over inheritance, as if we loved property more than our own siblings. The same happens with language. We can be tied to a language more than we are tied to love. Instead of being inordinately attached to the land, like Gerald O'Hara and the people of the Old Testament, see all earthly goods, as just a down payment on the real blessing of love for God and our neighbor. The only land we should love is the streets paved with gold in heaven. C.S. Lewis captured the essence of this struggle when he wrote, "You cannot take all luggage with you on all journeys. On one journey, even your right hand and your right eye may be among the things you have to leave behind." He was alluding to our final journey after death, hopefully to heaven. And on that trip, we will not be able to pack any land, but we will be able to pack our love. Praised be Jesus Christ.